A solemn occasion on Sunday, as Ukrainians marked 40 days since scores of their compatriots were gunned down in central Kiev. Their demand for Moscow-leaning President Viktor Yanukovych to step down was met with brutal force, including snipers, before he fled to Russia. Ukrainians came to honor the more than 100 killed, almost all of them civilians, says Kiev resident Svetlana.
We are here today to honor the memory of our heroes who died, because it is such a tragedy. Days are passing, but the pain does not pass, and this will remain with us forever.
But there is also anger at the weak interim government's failure so far to prosecute anyone for the deaths or scores of others who are still missing.
We have a huge anger. I cannot even say how much I am angry. We cannot wait until they are caught and punished.
There must be rule of law, says Kiev mayoral candidate and world boxing champion Vitaly Klitschko.
We are asking this question. Why are they not caught, all those who did criminal acts? Why until today has this still not been done? There are great expectations.
Punishing those responsible will be a top priority if he is elected, says presidential frontrunner Petro Poroshenko.
They should be punished quickly, but impartially and according to justice procedures. I have no doubt that all those who raised a hand against the Ukrainian people, those who shot and killed Ukrainian patriots, all who gave those orders should face justice.
Moscow's claims that the uprising was a fascist anti-Russian coup helped divide public opinion, as it divided Crimea from Ukraine. A priest calls for Russians to stop listening to Kremlin propaganda and to come see Kiev for themselves. They pray for peace, and that the souls of those lost in Ukraine's unfinished revolution will not be for nothing. Daniel Sheriff, VOA News, Kiev.